hope it's pretty where you're at. Wanted to go a little different direction today. I know we've been dealing with or talking about Bible stories and heroes of the Bible. Well, Tony Nolan, who did our Sunday program, reached out to me and gave me a topic that he thought would be fitting for us to cover. And so I worked on that, and so I thought we would just address the topic he gave me for today. So it has to do with two verses. One is Proverbs 8:17. And Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. And then 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is the verse we started out with on our very first prayer call, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So each day, you know, I've said God is in control. Well, God's in control. Why do we have this crisis? So I've been asking myself that question a lot. You know, I don't believe God caused this, but the reality is that he allowed it. So if he allowed it, the question would be, why? Why did God allow this crisis to hit our communities, our country, and our world? So I don't have the answer. I mean, I don't know the answer, but I have a theory. So my theory is I think this world has been running from God instead of to God, and he's had enough. You know, we all, me, everybody I know, from time to time, or most of the time, put other things ahead of God. God wants us to put him first. Is it possible this crisis was to get us refocused on him? Because of this crisis, every activity that either distracts us from God or that we put ahead of God has been done away with. Think about it. Every activity that we put ahead of God has been done away with. And the things that we worship, economy, stock market, celebrities, being able to go to the movie, all those things have been done away with or taken away for now. Is all of that done so that we will set those things aside and turn back to God to be more focused on him? You know, maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need to take this time of isolation from the distractions of the world and have a personal revival where we can focus on the only thing in the world that really matters, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and our Father, the Creator. Let's turn to him and not from him. Remember the monkey story Tony told Sunday about how they would bury those jars in the ground and put peanuts in them, and the top of the jar was just big enough so they could slip their hand in, and those monkeys would run up and stick their hand in that jar and grab those peanuts in that jar, and when they closed their hands around those peanuts, their hand was not, it was too big to come out of the jar. And those tribesmen would walk up with a club and hit them in the head and kill them. Those monkeys, those peanuts were more important to those monkeys than their life. They couldn't give up those peanuts to get away from being killed. So I guess the answer is, what are your peanuts that you won't let go of? What are the things that you're putting ahead of God? This is a perfect time to just stop, reevaluate what's going on, and think about how we move God to the front and everything else behind him. Let us pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day. As I've said each day, each morning we wake up, we're one day closer to having this crisis behind us. God, we seek your wisdom. God, I pray that each one of us refocus on what is important, and that's you, and putting you first and foremost, and everything else behind you. Maybe it's a time to reevaluate things that we've been focused on, or worshiping, for lack of a better word, that maybe we don't even need to do anymore. God, just guide us down the path you have for us. Protect us. Protect our families, God. I pray for our company. I pray for all of our employees, God. I just pray that we all come through this safely and that, God, on the other side, we are a bigger, better company than we were before it started. Just be with everybody today, God. Lead us down the path you have for us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.